You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for over 10 years, and I typically do my spiel, but a lot of cards came out for the collective message today, so I'm just going to go straight in because there's wants to be a message. So, and this will just be information for the collective, typically over the next 7 days, what to be aware of. So there may be quite a significant situation that happens suddenly. This will most likely involve a woman or two co-workers. This is a collective message. So for some people, it will be with a woman of significance, mostly of the romantic connection, but it also could be a mother. For the other part of the collective, it will be with two co-workers. But it seems like something's going to happen suddenly, and it's important that not to panic and not to react directly. So whatever the situation is, know that it is happening to rebuild a foundation that will help stability in the future. So even though it may look a little rocky over the next couple of days and couple of weeks, you have everything that you need to be successful in this. So again, whatever happens, whatever the sudden event is for you specifically, know that it's overall it's creating more stability. So just breathe and take it one step at a time. So with that, we're just going to jump into our caller tonight. And we have Lisa from New York. Hello, Lisa.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm here. I woke up today, so I'm good.
Hey, that is a good perspective. Yeah, the cards are just flying today. So what type of questions do you have for me?
Well, I have a court case coming up tomorrow.
Okay.
So that would be a good place to start.
Have you been waiting a little while for this?
I've been going back and forth to court since September.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully it's by next September, you should start be seeing that final closure. And I'd just like to give a little caveat that I am not a professional of legal advice, so don't take anything I say
right.
Legal advice, right? So is there anything specific you are wanting? I'm getting a lot of information, but I want to make sure that we get the information you want and need tonight.
Well, it has to do with my living situation. So anything in that category?
Okay. Now, I'm seeing a couple different situations, so I just want to clarify so I can pull this together correctly. I am seeing a male. Is it part of with your son or a brother?
Well, if this doesn't work out, I'll probably go with my son. So, okay. Yeah.
All right. So, yep, I'm seeing a very fiery masculine energy coming up, and it seems like that is the main place of conflict for you. And as you've been going back and forth, I see whoever is going to be presiding in the court case with your next few, this judge, he likes things done quickly. So when you are going up, be prepared to try not to be defensive. Just make sure that you have the information and you know all your information well. So when you get asked a question, you can answer immediately. If you're able to do that truthfully and accurately, things will be a bit more better for you. But again, this judge is going to be quick. They're going to ask a lot of questions very quickly. No nonsense, kind of, because he has things to do. So just know that within the conflicts, have things laid out in a way that you can even have a bunch of notes if you need to, whatever helps you stay focused. Overall, I do see really your son coming up more relevant than this other living situation. So I would just say do be prepared for that. I know there is a lot of anxiety regarding all of this. Of course, it can be very difficult. But it does look like long term, either way, whether this goes in your favor or not, you need to go to another living situation. Hopefully you have access to that.
Okay.
So yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But it does seem like with your son, there is a better offer there. So something that will actually help you in the long run. I see things happening, and so some more meetings and stuff, probably like in September time period, and then it is going to possibly go into October as well, of where you get that final kind of closure. The judgment here, so I'm also seeing the number 20. So 20 and 10, we have completions. So just this could be anything from getting like an apartment number that has number 20 in it, or October 20th. So that could be a significant day for you. So you can just mark your calendars just to kind of notice and see whatever happens there.
It's funny that you say the 20th, because my lawyer and I were talking, and 20th would be a payment. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, just be aware of that, because that offer is there to kind of help clear and kind of take some of your authority back in that way. So the 20th could be a very good day for you. Again, it seems like overall this living situation, it's crashing and burning. There is a lot of success coming in, but I am having a little bit of trouble finding clarity on if you're able to stay in here, this living situation, or moving, because I do see your son coming up quite a bit. So I am leaning more towards that. But there is a level of success here.
My son just entered the military, so he's going to be in and out of his house. So that might be why he's coming up.
Okay. So,
because when he's not here, I watch his house. So.
Okay, that does make sense. Again, now I'm seeing a lot of nines. I don't know if it's like 900 or 9,000, but a lot of nines coming up. So, at this time, it does seem like agreements can be made, particularly if you are willing to do payments. It seems like you will have the resources to help work on that in a way that is balanced and hopeful. However, long term, I do see you moving away from this situation, regardless of whatever agreement comes to play.
Okay.
So you'll get more clarity. Let's get a timing. You will get more clarity soon. So let's see, timing. We possibly the following Sunday, and I'm also here in July 5th. So there may be an offer made, and you may not want to take this offer, particularly if your attorney, a lawyer comes in and he's like, okay, let's try this. And you're like, no, I don't want that. So just be open, a little bit more open. You're not trying to get away with anything. The other party isn't really trying to get away with anything. So again, what I am seeing, regardless of the resolution, you are likely to move away from this situation regardless. It's just a matter of when.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything?
Like I said, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And I see that you feel trapped. Okay. And sometimes when we feel like there's no way out or we're just drowning, sometimes it does help people to just take a moment and breathe. Also to spend some time alone and reviewing and seeing what lesson can you learn from this. And I know that can be very hard because, of course, when you're in a difficult situation, that's, you're like, oh, how can I make this opportunity? People don't think like that when you're in the midst of something. But this ending is something that can help you grow personally. And it's just regarding...
Well, this hasn't always been my happy place. So mm-hmm. I'm okay with the next move. It's just, you know.
Yeah, and again, that's going to be for wherever you do go, that's going to be better for your growth, and it's going to bring you back into balance. So if you've been feeling that anxiety, that kind of like just tenseness, not being able to even relax, sleep well, that will balance out. Just give that a little bit of time as well, because you need sleep. You just need a good sleep. You just need to rest a little and clear that mind, because at this time, a lot's going on. But if you just really try, if you're able to get that good sleep, you'll see the path cleared. And that's not necessarily you having to solve it, but if you just take that moment to breathe, it will allow everything to come back into place. So just depending on how it is. But again, I'm seeing the number 10. So 10 is going to be, give it 10 days, relax, get ready for a change, and know that people are working with you, not against you. You have what you need. You have a very good... legal counsel, so be prepared for that. Even though they may be a little bit busy, they are very good for you, and things will be balanced. Payments will be received, payments will be given, but overall you are moving into a different situation, so just be prepared for that.
All right, sounds good. Thank you for your help.
Yeah, I hope that helped, and I hope the best for everything in that situation. And just take a deep breath. Just remember that. Relax. Get some sleep. Okay?
All right. Thank you. You have a good night.
You too, Lisa. And so, again, I hope everyone has a good week. For those of you who listened to the collective message, and for those of you who will come back next week.